Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Is that true, Eleanor Engel?
Well, I'd say it helps to be a good cook, of course. But if you're too good, that can be uncomfortable.
I don't follow you.
Well, supposing the meal is so good, the guy eats too much. And that old killjoy acid indigestion shows up. Now, when that happens, a man needs help.
Well, now, here's a leading question, if I ever heard one. What do you do in a case like that, Eleanor?
Why, you fix him a glass of Alka-Seltzer, of course. Alka-Seltzer gently soothes and settles an unsettled stomach and relieves that stuffy, too-full feeling. In other words, Alka-Seltzer will have him feeling tip-top again in a hurry. You just try Alka-Seltzer for relief of indigestion. Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Oh, that Bonton was really crowded, McGee. I just bought some stockings, that's all. What'd you do, anything?
Oh, not much. Ran into Wally Wimple, Kramer's drugstore. We went over and stood in front of the Pancake Palace a while to watch the cook flip flapjacks in the window.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
You know, the way that fella pitches those pancakes always fascinates me.
Well, they got a new guy working in the window this week. Old Pancake Pete's not there anymore.
After all these years, what happened? He quit?
They don't seem to know exactly what happened to him. Wimp was there Thursday during the lunch hour, and he saw the whole thing.
Oh? Well, what happened?
He said old Pete was at his griddle there in the window cooking pancakes like he's been doing there for 17 years. And all at once, he got a kind of a funny look on his face, picked up a buckwheat cake with his turner, and stuck it on the ceiling. Slammed it right up there, way out in the middle of the restaurant.
My goodness, on the ceiling?
Mm-hmm. Hung there for a couple of seconds, and then dropped an old man McDonald's split pea soup. Like to drown it.
I'd like to have been there and seen that.
Good thing you weren't, because from there on out, it was bedlam. The manager started over to bawl him out, and Pete popped him in the puss with a hot, wet pancake that wrapped around his head like an Indian turban. Then he started firing him at everybody in range, and Wimp says inside of 3 minutes there was batter hanging on every customer in the joint.
Heavenly day.
Then he took off his apron and his tall white hat, laid him on the griddle, struck a match to him, and walked out the front door into an open manhole. Hasn't been heard from since.
Well, it just goes to show you never can tell, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes the quietest... Oh, hey, are you in any hurry to get home? Let's go in the bookstore here and look around a while, will you?
Oh, good.
I got a yen to read a good book tonight. I haven't read any really good books for a long time.
Hey there, daughter! Hey, Johnny, wait up!
Oh, the old-timer. Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
Oh, hi, old-timer.
Hey, where are you going, kid? Someplace?
Just going in the bookstore here. Going to buy a book.
Well, now, that's a fine idea, Johnny. I think every home ought to have a book in it. I was saying to my girlfriend, Bessie, just last night... Bessie, I say.
Say, how is Bessie, anyhow? I haven't heard much about her lately.
Oh, she's just fine, daughter. Been pretty busy with the music lately, but otherwise...
Music? I didn't know Bessie was a musician.
Oh, Bessie comes from a very outstanding musical family, kids.
Yeah?
Her papa plays first jug with the Ozark Philharmonic. Her mama's a left-handed zither picker. And Bessie's got a sister who's the only girl that ever went over Niagara Falls in a bass fiddle. Had a sister, I should say, I guess.
Well, that's quite a musical background she has. What sort of music does Bessie play?
Lousy, daughter. Just plain lousy. Bought herself a second-hand steam calliope from a broken-down showboat last winter and started learning to play it.
A calliope? Holy smoke.
Seems like the poor girl spends so much time moving and hunting for new places to live that she don't get much time to practice, kids.
Well, I can understand that all right.
Say... You kids got a spare bedroom? Would you
thanks.
No, we're kind of crowded.
Well, just thought I'd ask. She's sitting on the sidewalk in front of her last place right now. Her and a calliope and a deputy sheriff. She's only got 2 hours to get out of the neighborhood. And hey, see, ain't that Miss Spradley crossing the street there?
Where? Oh, yes, it is. Hello, Mrs. Spradley.
Hey, see you later, kids. Hey, Miss Spradley. Miss Spradley, you're a music lover with a spare bedroom. How'd you like to rent it to a very fine musician friend of mine? Why, I could move her stuff in while you're downtown here. By the time you get home,
My, poor Mrs. Spradley has no idea what she's in for.
I hope he gets away with it. Well, come on, let's go in the bookstore and see what we can find.
Okay. What sort of book did you have in mind, dearie? One of those Hemingway Savage Buckets of Blood or the Zombie Comics Yearbook?
No, I'm not in the mood for that stuff today, my dear. I want to pick up a good second-hand copy of Sir Walter Scott's Ivanhoe.
What?
Or if they haven't got that, maybe old Chuck Dickens' Tale of Two Cities. I know exactly the kind of book I want.
Well, for heaven's sake, come on, before you change your mind.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
When you hear the word action, what does it make you think of? A battle, a football game, a speeding auto? Well, here's another kind of action, a very welcome kind of action when you need relief for a headache or an upset stomach. Listen. That's action in the glass. Yes, it's action in the glass, changing Alka-Seltzer tablets into the liquid form your system can use easily. You see, even solid food has to become liquefied before your system can make use of it. Alka-Seltzer is a sparkling liquid when you take it, and so is quickly and easily absorbed into your system to bring dependably effective relief. Yes, because of action in the glass, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better. So remember, for a headache, for an upset stomach, for aching muscles, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
You haven't got a good second-hand copy of Tale of Two Cities either, huh?
No, I'm sorry, but we haven't, sir. I have a handsome new edition here of the complete Dickens.
No, thanks, sis. That's not quite what I'm looking for.
It's only $5 and a very nice...
Oh, no, that's not at all what we're looking for. We'll just browse around.
Well, if I can help you, you just call me. Oh, yes, madam. Did you find what you're looking for?
Come on over this way, McGee. They have a lot of second-hand books down here.
Okay, I'll look over the stuff.
Well, of all places to find you, McGee. A bookstore.
Oh, hi, Doc.
What'd you come in here for? It's not raining outside.
Oh, not Dr. Gamble. That's not very nice.
Oh, hiya, Molly. I didn't see you.
McGee came in here to buy a book, Doctor.
Naturally.
Oh, pardon me. What's he looking for, Molly? A copy of Tom Swift and His Mechanical Toenails? Or maybe The Campfire Girls Meet Errol Flynn?
Oh, Doctor.
On second thought, that stuff would be a little too grown up for him, wouldn't it? We weigh over Little Dim Dome's Little Dumb Dome, sure.
As a matter of fact, Doctor, himself came in here hoping to pick up a good second-hand copy of Sir Walter Scott's Ivanhoe, or maybe something by Charles Dickens.
Tale of Two Cities is the one I want. I was looking at some books that Teenie was taking back to school the other day, and it just reminded me that I haven't done any good reading lately,
well,
so what I'm going
to... Hey, I'm really proud of you, Sonny. You may rub a little culture into him yet, Molly.
Who's talking about culture? The only culture you know anything about, Fatso, is the kind you keep in your lab to grow that cheap penicillin in that you charge us $5 a jab for.
What brings you in here, Doctor? Are you buying or just looking?
Me? Just browsing around, Molly. I like to keep up with the new good books. Sort of watch the literary trends and see what...
Oh, Dr. Gamble, that book you've been asking about came in today.
Huh?
I have it right here for you. My Life in the Sultan's Harem by Florence of Arabia. That's the one...
Just wrap it up. Charge it to me. Here, I'll take it. Let's not make a big fuss about it.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Did you ever see anybody turn so red?
Boy, him and his culture. Of all the high-class books to buy, Life in the Sultan's Harem. If that ain't the silliest. I wonder how much it is.
Never mind. Come on, there's some nice used books over this way. Maybe you can find just what you want.
Sure. It don't have to be Ivanhoe. I just happened to pick up the one Teenie had, and it struck me that that was the kind of book I've been looking for. But if they got something else here that strikes me right, I'll take it. Got your key, kiddo? Oh, never mind. Here's mine.
I'm sorry you couldn't find the book you wanted, dearie, but I'm sure that copy of David Copperfield will give you just as much.
Oh, sure. This book will be swell. It was a darn good buy, too, you know that, for a buck?
Yes, it was. In pretty good shape, isn't it?
Sure. A few pages are wrote on, but that don't hurt. Good sound book. Sturdy binding. A book like this will last forever.
The story will, anyhow. You know, I don't understand this sudden thirst for good literature, dearie, but I'm certainly pleased about it. Say, what brought on this homegrown renaissance?
Oh, I don't know. I just got thinking the other day, after all that Hemingway Savage stuff and them murder stories and things I've been reading, it just suddenly struck me I ought to read something different for a change.
Well, I'm for that. Anything different from that muck.
Well, I suddenly remembered a great old classic that I always loved, and I haven't read it for years.
Oh?
I just had an urge to read it again.
Well...
A real saga of the old West.
The West?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, wait. Dickens didn't write about the West. You're at a little...
I know that. The book I'm talking about is a classic.
Oh?
You remember it, Molly. One my Uncle Sycamore sent me from Arizona. Confessions of a Saddle Bum by Sagebrush Hawkins.
Huh? That? But, I don't understand.
For the last 5 years, my dear, Confessions of a Saddle Bum has been holding up the corner of my workbench with the short leg on it in the garage.
But you were trying to buy Ivanhoe and Tale of Two Cities.
Sure, because when Teeny stopped by here with those books the other day, I measured them both under the leg of my workbench and they just fit. But she wouldn't let me keep either one of them.
But
this book I got here is the exact same size, and I'm going out to the garage right this minute and slip it under that short leg.
Oh, for the will of all.
And boy, oh boy, when I stretch out on that Davenport with a cold root beer, a hot cigar, and Confessions of a Saddle Bum, I'll have the most literary evening you've
ever
had.
Well, if this isn't ridiculous.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
No matter what your age, your need for vitamins never stops. You cannot look and feel your best if you don't get enough vitamins. Now, when you depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins, you may run a risk of vitamin shortage. So be on the safe side and take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins fortify your meals with all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Children and adults. Easy to take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are smooth-coated and leave no aftertaste. And you can buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Get them at your drugstore and take them every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Ladies and gentlemen, most of us take normal good health pretty much for granted. We don't consider it any great exciting thing to be able to stand up and walk and move around as we please.
But to thousands of crippled children, the greatest dream in the world, the most exciting thing they can think of, is just to be able to walk. Just walk anywhere.
And we can help them make this dream come true. Through the National Society for Crippled Children and Adults, the Easter Seals Society, thousands of crippled children are slowly learning to walk today.
In rehabilitation centers, in clinics, in home services, and in camps, your Easter Seal dollars are bringing constant help to our thousands of crippled children and adults, and without our help, they have no hope.
So don't put it off, please. Mail your contribution to Crippled Children in care of your local post office. Remember, we alone can help them walk. Bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Mary Lansing was the woman. This is John Wall telling you that tomorrow there is a telephone mystery at 79 Wistful Vista. Tune in for details. So long.
Today, listen to One Man's Family on most NBC radio stations.